All right, I think we're going to get started.
All right.
And welcome, welcome, welcome. This is our candlelight service, and I'm going to be 66 this year, and I think this is the warmest candlelight service that I could ever remember being to. Back home in the hills, we would have to plow our way to candlelight to do the service, and then the folks on the town would plow the streets by main drag so we could get back home. Tonight, Joel rode his motorcycle, and folks were out, so we are truly blessed. This is a glorious Christmas Eve service. Nice to see you all gathered. I know a lot of families are here again, and this is what candlelight is. Candlelight is a place where you come and you celebrate the birth of Jesus. It's a place where you come and you bring your children and your grandchildren, and you bring them, and you bring them, and you bring them, so that they have stories to tell. So that when they've got kids and it's Christmas time, they talk about how I went to candlelight service from the time I was this high. How I went, and Grandpa Keith brought me along, and we went, and we all came and did candlelight service. We did Christmas together afterwards. And it really sets the tone for what the coming of Jesus is all about. I gave you a handout that talks about 1 Corinthians 13, the Christmas version. It's broken into paragraphs. And as you read it, I want you to think about the week that you've had. And for some of you, the evening that you're going to have. And how you've got stuff to do and things to do. And then think about what Christmas is really about. So the folks on this side are going to be my lead paragraph leaders. You're going to lead the first paragraph. You all read the second. You're going to go back and forth until you get to the last paragraph. Then we're going to lead the last paragraph together. So you folks are in tune. Got Keith, you ready? Good to go. Reading, if I decorate my house, if I slave away in the kitchen,
baking dozens of Christmas cookies, preparing gourmet meals, and arranging a beautiful adorned table at dinner time, but do not show love to my family, I am just another cook.
If I work at the soup kitchen,
care of one nursing home, and give all I have to charity, but do not show love to my family, they will not to see nothing.
If I trim
the spruce tree with the shimmering angels and the crystal snowflakes, I spend the myriad of holiday parties and sing in the choirs to God, but do not focus on Christ, I miss the point.
Love stops cooking. Side and wish the folks next to you a very Merry Christmas. You join with me in prayer? Father, we come together this evening and we're blessed. Blessed to be in a nation that allows us to assemble openly and freely. Blessed to be in a nation that allows us the opportunity to step up and voice our opinion and share our faith without any retribution. We thank you for this glorious evening, Father, where we're not shoveling and not sanding, that we're able to come and enjoy the service and get back home with very little problems, Lord. We pray for all the folks that are traveling that cannot be here. We lift up all our military personnel that are spread around the globe that protect our rights and protect our freedoms. We ask, Father, that you bless them as well as our first responders, the EMT, the police, and the fire, and all their families who wait for their return safely. We ask, Father, that you hold them safe in the palm of your hand and that you return them all home as soon as possible. And Father, we come here tonight to be renewed. We come here tonight to restore our self-center, to find the center, Lord, so that we know that all things work through you, so that we know that without you in our lives, our bearing becomes dis-centered. We ask, Father, that you would lift us up, that the words and songs of this service would right our ship, that we would be recharged, renewed, healed, elevated to a new level of play. And Father, as we gather together, we come together in the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Luther noted that the Christmas tree represented the everlasting love of God. He pointed out to his church that the evergreen's colors didn't fade, just as the love of God did not fade, even in the hardest times. Martin Luther was the first person to put candles on a tree. To him, the candlelight represented the hope of Jesus, which came into the world at his birth. He used the text to point to the light of the Christ child as the light of the world. Luther's tradition caught on quickly and is spread throughout the world. The tree has evolved not into just a Christmas symbol of Christ's birth and death, but the gift of eternal life, and also the truth of the Christian faith in general. And when we light the candles tonight, we're going to turn all the lights off. And anybody that spends a lot of time out in the woods appreciates what a small light can be. And you're going to see the lights. And the deacons will come down through and you'll take the lights from the end of your pews and you'll go in. And that one little light that you hold, coupled with other people's light, show the light of Jesus Christ to a lot of folks. You're going to leave here, and when you leave here, some of you are going to go home and cook, and some of you are going to go home and wrap presents. And some of you are going to, run around. Some of you are probably still going to go to the store somewhere if you can find one open. And grab wrapping paper and stuff that you've forgotten. Well, let me tell you the secret to a gift. The secret to a gift is to give yourself as that gift. Give yourself with the light and love of Jesus Christ and give it out every day. And I tell folks on Sunday, it's the only gift you can have that the more you give away, the more you got. You just can't outgive God. You just can't outgive Jesus. So to have true happiness this Christmas and true joy, give your children, your grandchildren, your friends and neighbors, the people down the street that you only see once in a while. Take the time to wish them a Merry Christmas. I was down at the National Cemetery today, and folks were down there, and you walk around the National Cemetery, and I had a t-shirt on. There was a guy with shorts on and a t-shirt. I was getting ready to leave, and we were pulling out, and there was a gentleman, and he had a red rose in his hand. And I rolled down the window and said to him, Merry Christmas, brother. And he said, hey, good to see you. He said, I just brought my wife a rose. And I said, well, it's nice. You can bring it to her, and it's not going to freeze. And he said, yeah, I cut it off this high. And he says, some folks come here and they're sad. He said, I come here and I'm filled with joy because all these folks are home with Jesus. They get to spend Christmas every year with Jesus. They've got the ultimate... They've already done all the work that they've needed to do here in their home with God. So realize that this is the day. This is the only day that you know that you have. Share that joy. Don't let, on Sunday, I use the term fun suckers. Don't let the fun suckers come through and suck the fun out of Christmas. Enjoy and be blessed and share that joy and enjoy, you know, and share it. Share the food, share the fellowship, share the love, and keep Christ centered. Yep.
Now, most songs deal with Mary and the baby Jesus at Christmas time. But this song gives a different perspective. All my life I've wondered what must have been going through Joseph's mind with all this that happened. How could it be? This baby in my arms, sleeping now, so peacefully. The Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? Lord, I know He's not my own, not of my flesh, not of my bone. Still Father, let this baby be the Son of my love. Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? For all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a kid? How can I raise a kid? It looks so small, this face and hands so fair. And when he cries, the sun just seems to disappear. But when it laughs, it shines again. How could it be? Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? How could it be? This baby in my arms, sleeping now, so peacefully. The Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? How could it be?
Symbol. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices with the truth. It always protects. always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection, as in a mirror, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, love, but the greatest of these is love. This evening we light the fifth candle, the Christ candle. This is the candle of love, where Jesus Christ is love incarnate, who humbled himself to become human for our salvation. It is through the love of Jesus that we are made whole. Christ not only is a perfect example of love for us, Christ is the pure essence of love. The love of Jesus is not theoretical, hypothetical, or even metaphorical. The love of Jesus Christ is tangible, here for us this very night. Jesus, he always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Jesus never fails. May the love of Jesus Christ fill our homes on this hallowed Christmas Eve. Shall we pray? Gracious Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we ask that your mighty blessings fall upon all of us this Christmas Eve. For each individual here tonight, we ask that you make this Christmas be a Christmas of hope, a Christmas of faith, and most of all, a Christmas of love. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
A reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who live in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across the shoulders and the rod of their oppression you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Amen. Continue service with hymn number 133, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. We'll sing first and last verses, 133.
Rejoice.
The next reading is in Luke, on page 58, the second one in the blue book. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about the child. And all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Amen.
Amen. These verses are some of my favorite verses. We use them a lot. It talks about joy. Talks about having joy in your life. And when you take a look at joy, you say to yourself, do you have joy in your heart? And you may think it's a silly question, but this last Sunday I told folks the Bible mentions joy over 330 times. It only mentions happiness about 26 times. Happiness depends on what happens to you. If the circumstances are right, then you'll be happy. But joy comes from the inside. Joy is something you can have even if you're going through tough times. Joy is a spiritual practice that grows out of faith, gratitude, grace, hope, and love. You invite joy into your life when you invite Jesus Christ into your life. It's just like sharing the love of Jesus with everybody else. You can't outgive God. The more you give, the more you get. Christ dwells within you, so you've got kind of a choice. And Abraham Lincoln had an interesting quote. He said, "People are about as happy as they intend to be." Being happy and having joy is a choice. So my thought for you this evening is renew the joy. Renew the happiness. Be determined to be joyful in spite of what the week comes and puts before you. In spite of what happened behind you. What happened behind you, you cannot change. That's done. But today is what you have the opportunity to do. We're going to sing "Mary, Did You Know?" It's in the binder that's in your pew. Should be in your pew binder. If it's not in yours, then share with Ed. Nobody's got it? It's in there? Oh, open it up, and in the pocket part, it's in there. You got to look at the pocket part. Do you have a pocket in yours? In front of you, there's a binder. Give it to them. I don't want. If you don't have it in your binder, raise your little hand. We'll make sure you got one. I don't want you to miss out. Ed, can you take that one down front and give it back to Barbara? Or show her where her pocket is.
She has one?
We just need a little adult supervision.
Mary, did you know? 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 M Good evening. The third reading today is from the Gospel of Matthew, first verse, verses 18 through 21. The birth of Jesus the Messiah. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she found to be a child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man, and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child was conceived in her womb from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you will name him Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins." Reading of the Lord's Word.
Thank you.
light passes, you'll see the power of light. As you hold the light, I was taught how much I like candlelight service. I've done candlelight service in the hills in the middle of a snowstorm or a sleet storm. I've done candlelight service with my dad, my uncles, my brothers. A lot of the Royers are here. Family used to love candlelight service. I knew that we weren't going to have a shortage of folks on candlelight service. With that. I'm going to call formation for the Roy clans. And they would line up alphabetical by height that go my turn, our turn, This is a service that you can carry in your heart all year long. This is a service that you can renew yourself with, that you can take your children and your grandchildren and give them a tradition that goes with Christmas, that leads about the way at Easter, that leads about the way to the Super Bowl Sunday of Easter where we celebrate a resurrected Lord. This is a service where you carry a light, and the light represents you. As a Christian, you're that light in the darkness. For the world's dark, you read the newspapers, see the news, they don't publish good news. What they publish is a lot of things that are dark. But you're that light. You're the difference maker that somebody's looking for. Somebody that you work with, somebody that you see at the coffee shop, somebody you may not even know. And you folks know I'm shy. I talk to everybody. I visit with folks on a regular basis, whether I'm visiting the National Cemetery or I'm wandering around Walmart or wherever I am. Folks always want to hear Merry Christmas. Folks always want to hear when they say, I've got a problem, and you tell them, I'll pray for you. I've never had anybody that said, oh, don't pray for you. No. Everybody wants to accept your prayers. Everybody wants to accept your blessings. And you just got to keep on asking. Christians are inviters. They invite. Come to church. They invite. Can I help you? They invite. You know, what do you need? How can we serve? Because that's what our master was. Our master came as a baby because he came to serve. He came humbly and quietly into the world. He came into a world that was troubled. The world still struggled. And the way you find peace, is carrying Jesus in your heart and being this light. You need to be that light when the waters are smooth. You need to be that light when the waters are troubled. But your light can make a difference. One candle makes a difference in the darkness. Your light, your love, your life makes a difference in the world. It makes a difference in your family, where you work, with everybody that you come in contact with. Just that one light. You're the difference. So as we move through the service, share in the joy. Sing the hymns. We're going to do a lot of hymns. Kids are going to sing some hymns. Share that joy. Don't let people steal your joy. It's your joy. It's your joy. It's your joy. God gives it to you so that you can share it and give it. And the more that you give it away, the more joy that you have. May your Christmas be blessed. May your life be blessed. May your light never flicker and go out. You can extinguish your flames. All right. Now the children are going to move up front. The little children shall lead. As the children sing, y'all can sing along.
Wait, so I don't have to hear one. Stars in the sky, down where we lay.
I'm going to go back to dashing through the snow and sing it through.
That's going to be double keychain.
Thank you.
Ray's favorite song, and I think her oldest grandson should come out up here and lead us in the singing of it. It'll be Silent Night, it's 164. Why don't we sing this one, all of this one?
Amen.
This is Silent Night.
Thank you.
know, we don't take an offering for this service, but in the back, there's an offering plate where you can donate to the retired minister's fund. I'm not going to retire.
I know.
I am retired. The scripture in Luke, God sent an angel named Gabriel, and he sent him to the town of Galilee. It's interesting, many Christian historians tell us by the time of the birth of Christ, Nazareth had become an unimportant town. It was the home of Mary and Joseph. You find that in Luke. And Nazareth was where the angel announced to the virgin the birth of the Messiah. Nazareth is where Jesus grew to manhood. It's where he began his public ministry in the synagogue. Unfortunately, Nazareth, around the time of Christ's birth, had established a rather poor reputation in morals and religion. Nazareth and the people living there were even despised by the Romans and the Jews. They were living there and were considered conquered people. Evidence of the citizens' spiritual condition in Nazareth is found in the way they treated Christ during his ministry. They told him they wouldn't tolerate him in their town and drove him out and attempted to kill him. And yet, symbolically, all of this time that Jesus represented in Nazareth, where a town that had no religion and no moral convictions, Jesus has his connections to Nazareth, shows us symbolically that that God is just as able and willing to send his message of love and salvation to folks that don't know him, as well as to folks that are searching for him. Gabriel can mean the strength of God. This season, let the Holy Spirit place this truth deep in your heart. Gabriel's message informed Mary that she found favor. You all are made in the image of God. God doesn't make any junk. God made you perfect just the way that you are. A lot of folks spend a lot of time and a lot of money trying to make themselves over into something else that they think is more magnificent. Folks will tell me, Pastor, I'll come to church and I'll work. You know, as soon as I get my head together and I get a little better. God don't want you a little better. God wants you right now just the way you are. Amen. God wants you to come in, use your tools, use your talents, and work now. Even though you live in a world that has no reputation for the things of God and no desire to worship, the Lord gets his message to you anytime and strengthens you to do your part to accomplish the Great Commission during this Christmas season. No matter where you live, what circumstances you find yourself in, the Lord can reach into your life and make you a part of building of the kingdom. We're a small but elite force here in Wales. We are what I always tell the folks, that we are high speed, low drag, Teflon coated, high intensity. We are not large in number, but we are large in the force of Jesus behind us.
Amen.
Every one of you folks are game changers. You're going to go out this door. You can be more than you ever thought you were when you walked in the door. You can be a positive influence on everybody that you see tonight, tomorrow, and for the rest of your life. So as closing, if you find yourself in Nazareth, in poor reputation, in morals, or in dead religion, let the Holy Spirit open your heart. Be that tool. You can be the most precious tool in God's toolbox. You might have a little rust on you. You might have sit in the corner where you got some cobwebs on you. But God will pick you up, dust you off, sharpen your blade, and utilize you in the ministry. My prayer for you is to be blessed, that you'd be lifted up, that you would be more than you ever thought this be, that this Christmas would be the most joyous Christmas that you've ever experienced. Close with me in prayer. And now may the face and power of Jesus Christ, may the force of God's love be in you and flow through you. May he lift you up, and as you walk, may you be the light, the feet, the speech, and the action of a risen Savior. For this week and this day and this night, the only face of Jesus that folks may see is you. Father, we leave this place and we know this service is over, but our real service begins. Lift us up, make us more than we ever thought we could be. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.